right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks, my key games in the world of college football, and more than ever this year, this is going to be a weekend of separation in the college football world. Once this weekend is finished, the college football playoff picture will be a lot more clearer. Now, I'm going to start off Friday night in the American Athletic Conference as the Memphis Tigers will travel to take on the Temple Owls. Now, both of these teams still have very realistic shots of winning the AAC this season. You look at this blue-collar Memphis team under head coach Justin Fuente, and the bottom line is they just go out there and they find ways to win football games. Now, Temple, on the flip side, they have to be feeling good about themselves after knocking off East Carolina last week. This game is going to come down to field position and turnovers. Who does the better job of protecting the football in this one? I think it's going to be the road team, and I'm taking Memphis to take care of business against Temple with a 23-16 victory. Now, moving on to Saturday, a big one in the Big Ten West has the Iowa Hawkeyes traveling to take on the Minnesota Gophers. Now, both teams, like I said, they are in the running to win the Big Ten West this season. Iowa so far has just been flying under the radar. And you look at defensive lineman Drew Ott, who has 7.5 sacks, and he can put pressure on any quarterback in the Big Ten. Now, Minnesota is in the middle of having a dream season under head coach Jerry Kill. You look at senior running back David Cobb, who has over 1,100 yards rushing so far this season, and it will once again be a chain mover for the Golden Gophers this Saturday afternoon if they are going to be victorious. You look at senior linebacker Damian Wilson, who has 86 tackles, and he can come up big in this one. This is going to be a tight back-and-forth affair in the Big Ten, and I'm taking the home team in this one, Minnesota, to get the 31-24 victory. Now, one of the big games in the Big 12 this Saturday has the 12th ranked Baylor Bears traveling to Norman, Oklahoma to take on the 15th ranked Oklahoma Sooners. Now, both of these teams need a victory to remain in the Big 12 title hunt. You look at Baylor quarterback Bryce Petty, who has 20 touchdown passes this year to only 3 interceptions. Shock Linwood, their outstanding running back, is averaging 5 yards per carry. And when Petty throws the football, he can look to KD Cannon, Corey Coleman, and Antoine Goodley as his big targets on the outside. It's not just about Baylor's offense under head coach Art Briles, as you look at this Baylor defense that has 27 sacks. Now, on the flip side for Oklahoma, Trevor Knight at quarterback, Samaje Perine at running back, and Sterling Shepard at wide receiver. The onus will be on this Oklahoma offense. Why? Because they need to control the time of possession to limit the touches that Petty and this Baylor offense are going to get. This is going to be a good one if Oklahoma can do enough to stop Baylor. And I think being at home will make a difference. And I'm taking the Sooners by the score of 44-38. Now, down in the SEC, the Texas A&M Aggies will travel to take on the third-ranked team in the land in the Auburn Tigers. Now, last season, Auburn made a name for themselves when they went on the road and they upset Texas A&M, and this was en route to Auburn being in the BCS championship game. Now, the Aggies right now are currently nursing a 3-game conference losing streak. No Kenny Trill at quarterback. Of course, he's been suspended, and it will be up to Kyle Allen to lead Texas A&M into Jordan-Hare Stadium if they're going to get the upset against Auburn. Now, you look at freshman defensive lineman Miles Garrett for Texas A&M as he has 11 sacks. 29 as a team. So it will be important for this Aggie defense to win first and second down against Auburn, because you need to keep that Auburn offense in third and long, which will allow this A&M defensive line to tee off on Auburn quarterback Nick Marshall. Now, speaking of Nick Marshall, you also have running back Cameron Artis Payne and, of course, wide receiver Dekeel Williams. And this Auburn offense will really test your endurance. 13 picks by this Auburn D, and you look at the hostile environment that Allen is going into, it's not an easy place for a quarterback to make his first SEC start. I think the crowd, as well as Auburn's offense, will be the difference in this one. And I'm taking the Tigers at home by a score of 41-34. Now, out in Sun Devil Stadium in beautiful Tempe, Arizona, the 9th-ranked Arizona State Sun Devils will welcome the 10th-ranked Fighting Irish of Notre Dame to town. Now, of course, these two teams are not in the same conference, but this game will have a big bearing as far as the national championship picture, as more than likely the loser will be eliminated from that. Now, you look at Notre Dame quarterback Everett Golson. He is having a good season with 22 touchdown passes to 7 interceptions. He will look for his big-time wide receiver on the outside and William Fuller, who is averaging 13 yards per catch. But don't get it twisted with Notre Dame under head coach Brian Kelly, as they love to run the football, and Terrion Fulston, who is averaging over 5 yards per carry, will have a big impact if Notre Dame is going to secure a road victory against the Sun Devils. No Joe Schmidt at linebacker for Notre Dame. They've lost him for the rest of the season, and he was a big impact player for Notre Dame. The Irish defense is looking to get back on track after they were torched by that triple option attack of the Navy midshipmen, last Saturday night. Now, on the flip side for ASU, you look at their triplets in quarterback Taylor Kelly, running back DJ Foster, and of course, Jalen Strong. This Notre Dame defense will have their hands full with this unit. Arizona State's offensive line has allowed 22 sacks, so Notre Dame's defense can get some slim pickings against this ASU offensive line. This is going to be a tight one, but I'm going to take ASU at home by the score of 38-30. Now, back in the Big 12, the 23rd ranked West Virginia Mountaineers travel to Austin, Texas to take on the Texas Longhorns. Now, there are still slim chances for West Virginia to win the Big 12 this season, and they hang on the arm of quarterback Clint Tricken, who has passed for nearly 3,000 yards this season. He has 18 touchdown passes and 7 interceptions, and he won't be fazed by playing in front of 100,000 at Texas. You look at wide receiver Kevin White, who more than likely will be the Biletnikoff Award winner as a top wide receiver in the nation this year, as he has 75 receptions for nearly 1,100 yards and 8 receiving touchdowns. Now, Texas counters with quarterback Tyrone Swoops, who is the new version of Teddy Bridgewater, as far as I'm concerned, for head coach Charlie Strong. And you look at this running game with Malcolm Brown and, of course, the wide receivers in John Harris and Jackson Shipley. Now, Texas's defense, you have 2 linebackers, one in Jordan Hicks and another one, Steve Edmond. They will tackle anything in front of them. Now, you look at this series, since West Virginia has come over to the Big 12, it's been the road team that has secured the victory. This is going to be a very tight game because Texas, yes, they are 4-5, but they are a feisty, scrappy bunch for their head coach, Charlie Strong. But I'm still going to take West Virginia in this one by the score of 27-23. Now, in the Pac-12, the 18th-ranked UCLA Bruins travel to Seattle to take on the Washington Huskies in a place in Husky Stadium that is a very hostile environment for visitors. Now, the Bruins are still alive in the Pac-12 South race, but their offensive line has allowed 29 sacks this season, which means that dual-threat quarterback Brett Hundley has to take this game over and make his teammates take their games to another level. You look at running back Paul Perkins, who will look to feed off of the ability of Brett Hundley along with wide receiver Jordan Payton. Now, defensively for UCLA, linebacker Eric Kendricks has 97 tackles this year, and he will need to be all over the field to stop that running game of the Huskies. Now, for Washington head coach Chris Peterson, he can rely on quarterback Siler Miles, who has thrown 12 touchdowns this season to only one interception. Defensively, the Huskies have 37 team sacks, 15 of those coming from defensive lineman Hawaoli Kikaha. And the thing is, like I said, 37 team sacks by Washington, 29 team sacks allowed by this UCLA O-line. It is a recipe for disaster if you are Jim Mora Jr., and I'm going to take Washington at home by the score of 31-23. Now, back in the Big 12, this is the big one right here. The 7th-ranked Kansas State Wildcats will travel to Fort Worth, Texas to take on the 6th-ranked TCU Horned Frogs. First place in the Big 12 was on the line, as well as the opportunity to move up in the college football playoff picture. Now, you look at K-State quarterback Jake Waters. This guy will not be fazed by playing on the road at TCU. He led this Kansas State team a few weeks ago to an upset in Norman against the Oklahoma Sooners. So, like I said, this kid can ball. And if TCU is going to lose to K-State this Saturday, it's going to be not only because Jake Waters had a big game, but also K-State wide receiver Tyler Lockett would step up as well. Now, for TCU head coach Gary Patterson, you look at quarterback Trayvon Boykin for him, and this kid came to TCU as an athlete. Now he is a quarterback. He is a field general, and he is the leader of this team. He has 22 touchdown passes this season to only 4 interceptions, and you look at his big-time targets at wide receiver. I'm talking about Josh Doctson, Colby Listonby, and Deontay Gray. They will look to put the pressure on this K-State secondary. Now, TCU linebacker Paul Dawson has 91 tackles, and it will be an important matchup for Dawson going up against Jake Waters, because Jake Waters is a dual threat quarterback under head coach Bill Snyder, and he will look to put some pressure on that TCU defense. Now, as a unit, TCU has 24 team sacks along with 15 picks, so they will look to keep K-State in third and long, make Waters as one-dimensional as possible, and potentially force him into throwing some interceptions. This is going to be a tight one. Bill Snyder's teams are always well prepared, but I'm going to take TCU at home by the score of 31-27. The big showdown in the Southeastern Conference has the 5th-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide traveling to Tiger Stadium in Death Valley this Saturday night to take on the Tigers of Louisiana State. Now, the loser will be all but out of the SEC West title picture. You look at quarterback Blake Sims for Alabama. He is not getting the credit that he deserves, but the kid just goes out there and wins football games, along with running back T.J. Yeldon and wide receiver Amari Cooper. This Alabama defense under head coach Nick Saban has 21 sacks, and this is their time of the year when they are ready to ratchet it up to another level. Now, for LSU head coach Les Miles, he looks at the youngster at quarterback in Anthony Jennings. And at this point, Leonard Fournette is no longer a freshman running back, because this guy can tote the rock. And honestly, if he was eligible to come out for the 2015 NFL draft, I think this kid would be a first-round pick. You look at Trayvon Darrell at wide receiver for Louisiana State. Will he be able to put enough pressure on this Alabama secondary? That will be the key, or one of the keys for this game for LSU. This is going to be a tight one, as they always are between LSU and Alabama. It will always come down to field position, turnovers, and of course, special teams. Who makes the mistakes? I think Alabama has the ability to go on the road and get the victory, and I'm taking the Tide 16-13. Now, in the Big Ten Conference, the 14th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes travel to East Lansing, Michigan to take on the 8th-ranked Michigan State Spartans. Now, the winner of this game remains in the playoff picture, and they will more than likely win the Eastern Division of the Big Ten. Now, redshirt freshman quarterback JT Barrett is no longer a redshirt freshman at this point. This guy can ball. He has 23 touchdowns to 7 interceptions, and he is running Urban Meyer's offense out there in Columbus to a T. You look at running back Ezekiel Elliott for the Buckeyes. He is averaging over 5.5 yards per carry. And on the defensive side for Ohio State, defensive lineman Joey Bosa has 10 sacks. Along with that, this Buckeye defense is very stingy as they have 14 picks. Now, for Michigan State head coach Mark D'Antonio, he counters with his quarterback Connor Cook, who continues to get better and better. 17 touchdowns to just 5 interceptions. Running back Jeremy Langford has over 800 yards on the ground, and he has 10 touchdowns, and he knows how to move the chains. And of course, when Michigan State does throw the football, Cook can go to wide receiver Tony Lippett, who has 42 receptions this year, to go along with 889 receiving yards and 9 touchdowns. Sparty's defense, led by Shalik Calhoun, has 28 sacks and 10 interceptions. This will be another field position game. It's going to be dominated by the running game and defense. This is an old school, blue collar, Big Ten type matchup. And the first team to 20 wins it. And I'm taking Sparty at home by the score of 24-17. And finally in the Pac-12, the 4th-ranked Oregon Ducks will be at Rice-Eccles Stadium in Salt Lake City to take on the 17th-ranked Utes of Utah. Now you look at Oregon, and it's all about their quarterback and Marcus Mariota, who has 26 touchdown passes this year to only 2 interceptions, and this kid is simply unflappable. And you look at the running game for Oregon, led by Royce Freeman, who is closing in on the 1,000-yard mark, and he also has 13 touchdowns on the ground. This Oregon defense will look to put a ton of pressure on Utah as they have 25 sacks, and Eric Dargan in the secondary has 5 interceptions. Now for the Utes, they must win the line of scrimmage, and they must win the time of possession battle. Once again, no Drez Anderson at wide receiver, which means the onus will be on quarterback Travis Wilson and this running game led by running back Devontae Booker. They have to continue to move the chains and keep this Oregon offense off the field. They must continue to get scores, 7s, not 3s, to keep this crowd at Rice-Eccles Stadium in this game. But you look at this Utes defense under head coach Kyle Whittingham. 39 sacks, 12 of those coming from Nate Orchard, and 9 coming from Hunter Dimmick. Utah will keep this game close. This is a very improved team in the Pac-12, but Oregon is just that much better, and I'm taking the Ducks on the road by the score of 30-23. Folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football, and I want to once again thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 10 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. If you follow me, I will follow you right back. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.